The Defense Information Systems Agency and the DoD Chief Information Officer are taking a comprehensive review of two networks, the secure and non-secure IP networks known as CIPRNet and NIPRNet. Add the words Cybersecurity Architecture Review and you've got the car racing acronym. Joining me with the goals for NASCAR and how they get there, Peter Dinsmore, the Risk Technology Executive at DISA. Mr. Dinsmore, great to have you on.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Exactly what are you doing with this architecture review called NASCAR?
What we're doing with NASCAR is we're evolving our cybersecurity architecture, which we call the cybersecurity reference architecture, as necessary, and creating an implementation strategy, what to do next, what things interact with each other for the infrastructure, both the unclassified and classified, as you mentioned, based on an end-to-end holistic review. So we look at everything in one picture from the endpoint to the perimeter. And what's new is we're using a rationale based on what the adversary is doing. So we're looking at the adversary's lifecycle and how they approach their activities trying to attack the Department of Defense. And that's informed by our threat data, both classified and unclassified threat data.
Now, just to detail, I always thought that CIPRNet was completely air-gapped from the Internet. Is that still true?
That's still true. There are... But we worry about ways that the adversary might find to break that air gap, as well as there's been a lot of talk in the press about insider threats. And we have insider threats, of course, on both NIPR and, unfortunately, on CIPRNet.
Okay. And NIPRNet, both of these have been around quite a long time. And I imagine from a sheer technical component standpoint, they've changed a lot since originally conceived.
Yes, and part of this is looking at where we are today, given all those changes, and then what's the best next change to make based on taking the adversary's perspective. So where do we think the adversary, where do we think we are not doing the best job possible of slowing down the adversary in their life cycle of trying to attack the Department of Defense?
And when you say adversary, I mean, there's the classic adversary, say, of an enemy nation trying to break in and get military secrets. But really, the term adversary can apply to a range of activities you don't want, I imagine.
It does. And we use it in a very broad sense. So we use that term adversary across the whole spectrum of adversaries, whether it's a domestic person trying to see what they might be able to do or not, up to, as you mentioned, the nation state.
So it sounds like you're almost going to use the banking term, pressure test these networks.
We're not actually doing any penetration testing. We're doing an analysis based on the threat data that we've collected and our understanding of how our capabilities operate.
And where does the threat data come from?
It comes from both public sources and from our own internal sources of what we have collected that the adversaries have been able to do on public networks in general, that tell us the threat techniques they're using, as well as from our own incident response data.
Does that mean you have tools that monitor different aspects of these networks and report out in their logs and so forth activities?
Yes. And then we also have had intrusions, and we do after-action analysis on those intrusions to really understand the steps that the adversary has taken.
So is this basically, I said pressure test, but you corrected me. It sounds like more maybe of a data analysis type of exercise.
Yes, it is that's a very good term, a data analysis exercise. But it gives us insights by looking at all the data holistically and looking at it together from the endpoint to the perimeter. It gives us insights that you don't otherwise get if you're looking at just an intrusion that occurred at the perimeter without considering how all the pieces can work together.
We're speaking with Peter Dinsmore, the Technical Executive for the Development and Business Center at the Defense Information Systems Agency. And how will you get this analysis done? Is contractors going to come in and do it, or is it just a staff or a combination?
It's a combination. I think, as you mentioned at the beginning, NASCAR was chartered with DISA and the Department of Defense CIO's office, as well as NSA, the National Security Agency, and we have support from U.S. Cyber Command, the Defense Cybercrime Center, and the Component Command Services and Agencies, And so the team is comprised of our staffs, and then all of our staffs are augmented by some contractors. But it's very much government-led and run, and we do have some contractor support.
And you have said in the CHIPS article about this that NASCAR is being implemented as an agile process on a spin concept with a new spin cycle every 90 days. Sounds like a washing machine. Tell us what you mean by that.
What I mean by that is many times analyses like this take a year or two, and you get a report in a year because you try to incorporate everything you can think of at one time. So we have taken our cue from agile software development, where we try to incorporate just a little bit of information each time so we have something new to say, and more importantly, we can incorporate something that's happening today and get an analysis of that in the next 90 days rather than having to wait a year for the next report to come out.
So as these reports come out and show something, say an anomaly or a weakness, then you would want to correct them right then and there.
Correct. And we're informing our own agencies and the Department of Defense CIO about what we find, and that informs and influences their investment processes and decisions as to how they spend money and where they accept risk in our cybersecurity portfolio.
And so as an agile process, then, will NASCAR pretty much go on indefinitely? Because once you wind up a complete look at everything, you might want to start over again in 2 years.
Exactly. I do believe NASCAR is an enduring process because the threat continues to change. The investments that we might possibly make continue to change as industry brings us new ideas. And where the adversary is focused continues to change. So as we continue to learn of new threats and new cyber capabilities, we need to continue to do this holistic analysis to see how that information changes our investment profile.
And what's your biggest fear that might be happening on CIPRNet or NIPRNet? Would it be data exfiltration?
My biggest fear is really the adversary determining the ability to harm our network or take away our ability to use our network.
Are you also looking at not just what's happening, but this idea of dwell time, where something might be in a network but not do anything until a predetermined period, which is predetermined by the adversary? And so if you can discover it before they can detonate it, so to speak, that seems to be a growing issue in cyber.
Right. So as part of our holistic look, we as I mentioned, we're looking across the adversary lifecycle. So part of that includes the specific techniques that an adversary would use for that dwell time to remain in the network. And part of our analysis is, how does that fit into our overall cybersecurity architecture, and how and when do we want to address that?
So you would be looking at, say, technical profiles of malware, but also looking at behavior patterns of different elements on the network?
Yeah, we look across all of the different what we call techniques or actions that an adversary will take to accomplish their ultimate goal. And ideally, you stop them in multiple places, but if we don't stop them in the first step that they take, can we stop them in the second step that they take or the third step that they take to break that adversary life cycle before they accomplish their ultimate objective?
Peter Dinsmore is Technical Executive for the Development and Business Center at the Defense Information Systems Agency. Thanks so much for joining me.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.